You're listening to SBS News.
They were on course for the Tokyo Games when Kai Sakakibara suffered a heavy fall at a World Cup BMX event in Bathurst in February last year. A severe brain injury ended his Olympic dream there and then. His younger sister, Saya, says she made the right decision to keep competing, but she still misses him being on their shared goal of competing for Australia in Tokyo.
It was definitely hard just to go through the daily grind by myself now when, you know, we had these few years of training, resting, travelling, everything together as a team, or Kai and I, and for that to be taken away so quickly. And yeah, it was definitely a hard shift and definitely hard to get used to. And it's something I still struggle with, you know, it's definitely been very tough.
Kai, though, has managed to get to Japan along with his mother. The pair are currently undergoing quarantine after Kai was invited to carry the Paralympic torch. He says he's proud his sister not only decided to carry on without him, but also succeeded in getting on the team for Tokyo.
It could have all gone the other way. She could have gone, no, that's it, I'm not training anymore. But the fact that she still held on that dream and she's going now for the representation of both of us, I think is awesome. So I just can't wait to see it.
A year after the 21-year-old Sai was born on the Gold Coast to a Japanese mother and British father, the family relocated to Tokyo where they spent the next 6 years. It explains why the Tokyo Games became such an important objective.
Lived in Japan for many years. I'm half Japanese. Japan has a very, very special place in my heart, and it was my kind of getaway to, you know, really focus on making it to the Olympics. Now that, you know, Kai can't make it, it was going to be for the both of us, and I kind of poured my heart and soul and make sure that, you know, I'm doing everything I can to get there.
Kai, who is now 24, is thankful Sai managed to qualify for the Games, and he's looking forward to seeing her in action.
It would have been nice to be in the stands or at the back racing so we're both in the final together. But the fact that I'm here anyhow is awesome, and I just can't wait to see a race.
Foreign visitors weren't supposed to be attending the Tokyo Olympics at all, but the family's connection with the city saw the invitation for Kai to carry the Olympic torch, and he's grateful to his mother, Yuki, for making his epic journey possible.
It's been a long road for Yuki, especially just making sure that we can get here, getting all of our transport sorted and everything. So the fact that I'm here is one thing, and then being able to carry this torch for the Paralympics is another awesome achievement.
Yuki Sakakibara says when the invitation for Kai to carry the torch came through, they decided to try and get there in time to watch Saya competing.
We wanted to come to Japan in time for the Olympic, just in case we are able to go to see Saya racing. But it's not happening because there's no spectator allowed to watch. But we can watch it from my mum's house together and cheer on TV.
Kai's journey to recovery from his severe head injury was a long one. After spending weeks in an induced coma, he had to learn to walk and talk again and undergo months of extensive rehabilitation. The fact he almost died makes his achievement in just getting to Japan for the Olympics and to carry the Paralympic torch all the more remarkable. And if Sai can complete that journey by winning a gold medal on July the 30th, it'll be one of the best things to happen for the Sakakibara family.
Yeah, I reckon. What do you reckon?
Well, no, that is just icing of the cake. Going to Tokyo is a great achievement for Saya. So anything after that is a really great bonus.
Saya will compete in the quarterfinals on the 29th of July, which also happens to be Kai's birthday. Her brother will then carry the Paralympic torch on the 23rd of August, which is Saya's birthday. Their road to Tokyo may have diverted from their intended course, but fate seems to be working its magic to ensure they'll be very much together. Yuki says although their objectives have changed, she can't fault Kai and Saya's dedication.
I'm very proud of both Kai and Saya. They were such an for the same goal before, but now it's a little bit different. But their attitude to achieve their goal is still the same. They put 100%, sometimes 110% of the effort into their work to achieve their goals. So I'm so proud of the process.
The family have been through tough times since Kai's crash in February last year. Whether it be overcoming serious injury, qualifying for an Olympics, or carrying the Paralympic torch, the Sakakibara family has found a way through. It could all have so easily have ended in tragedy. But instead, it's become a story of resilience, dedication, and a family determined to support each other no matter what. John Baldock, SBS News.